Millions of India's children are facing disease and possible death after South Asia's worst floods in years. UNICEF today launched an urgent appeal saying assistance is desperately needed. Aid workers are rushing to immunize and supply rehydration fluid sachets to children in the impoverished eastern Indian state of Bihar, where an estimated 10 million children are stranded on embankments or living in primitive shelters on highways. The latest bout of monsoon flooding, which began about 3 weeks ago, is said to be the worst in living memory. It has affected about 30 million people across India, 20 million people in Bangladesh and Nepal. Executive Secretary for Social Communications at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Father Henry D'Souza, tells us more.
It's a vast area that is being affected, and roads and transport facilities are all put in disarray. That being the case, reaching out to these distant and remote places is not easy. The government also doing its best. Government has this machinery made available for this with through helicopters and through the boats and so on. The church, with its own limited resources, is trying to reach out to as many as possible. In the northeast, through the diocesan development organizations, they are being provided with temporary shelter, with the tarpaulins. Some food aid is also given, and also medical care is provided for about 4,000 families. And in Orissa, in the Diocese of Balasore, about 10,000 families are being helped with food aid and temporary shelter and medical aid.